Taking a few moments just to settle more fully into the body. Coming home to the body. Getting that felt sense of the body sitting. And because equanimity is about cultivating balance, tuning in on a more refined level now, just to check the balance of the posture. Letting the weight of the body settle a little more fully into the support of the earth beneath you. Feeling that support of the floor beneath your feet, your legs. And that support of the cushion or the bench or the chair beneath your sitting bones. Letting the lower half of the body become heavy, steady, and stable. So that from that stable base, the spine can emerge just a little taller and straighter. And checking to make sure that the head is balanced at the top of the spinal column. Fully supported, so that the neck and the shoulders can relax. The shoulder blades can drape softly down the back, and the hands can rest together in your lap or on your legs. Tuning into the whole body now. Finding that balance of alertness and ease. Sitting like a mountain. Strong. Stable, steady. And as a support for that deepening steadiness and ease and balance, letting the awareness connect with that natural rhythm of the breath. Knowing that you're breathing in. Knowing that you're breathing out. And right there in the breath, we have an invitation to balance. Equally noticing each in-breath and each out-breath, not preferring one or the other, simply knowing, inhaling and exhaling, rising and falling, breathing in and breathing out. As the mind settles and becomes more steady and stable, tuning in and noticing how this feels in the body, the heart, the mind. So training in recognizing this relatively subtle and refined state of non-reactivity, of balance, of equanimity. Noticing how it feels for you. And as you stay attuned to this quality of stability, of non-reactivity, of equanimity, bringing to mind now this person who's currently a difficult being, a sticky person. And inviting them to be here in the room with you today. Taking a moment to notice where in the room feels appropriate. Perhaps right in front of you. Perhaps at a little distance. Perhaps even outside the room, but where you can see them through the window. Sensing into the appropriate amount of space between you and this sticky person. And as you bring them to mind, noticing any ripples of response or perhaps reaction. Make a bigger container. makes space. Soften and soothe. Orienting to the steadiness of equanimity. And then bringing to mind this sticky person as fully as you can, connecting with their presence. Some of the memories that you have of your interactions with them. Perhaps silently reciting their name. Connecting with a felt sense of their presence. Connecting with the difficulties and challenges in relation to this person, difficulties and challenges in their life, the difficulties and challenges in your relationship with them. And also the truth that there is a connection, that you do care about them and for them. Holding these two aspects, which at times might seem to be in conflict. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So as you connect with the meaning of these phrases, you might notice any sense of spaciousness or ease or balance that begins to be established in the heart mind. Steadying into that quality of equanimity. Seeing if you can soothe any ripples of reactivity that might come up. And keep reorienting to the ease and the acceptance and the balance of caring without an agenda. I care about you. I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. Continuing to explore this quality of equanimity in silence for a few minutes now. Because this quality of equanimity is about balance, taking a moment just to acknowledge that just as you have difficult people in your life, at times you have been a difficult person for someone else. Perhaps the sticky person that you're currently working with. Or if not them, someone else. Taking a moment just to tune in to any situation where you have been someone else's difficult person. Noticing any ripples of reactivity. Perhaps a wanting to be right, or a fear of being wrong, or pulses of guilt, regret, anger, shame, and so on. And seeing if you can make space for any reactions that may be rippling to the surface now. Making a bigger container as you open to and allow all of us at times have been difficult. And as you touch into these difficult ways that we have been with each other, having been difficult for others, having received difficulty from others, knowing that this is the human condition, not unique to us, not our personal shortcomings. All of us at times behaving in ways that are harmful, unskillful, painful. Taking a moment just to close by orienting to forgiveness, to whatever extent that is possible. Forgiving your sticky person, and forgiving yourself. In whatever ways harm has been caused to me, I incline in the direction of offering forgiveness. In whatever ways I may have harmed others, may I be forgiven. In whatever ways I have harmed myself, I incline in the direction of self-forgiveness. Thank you for your practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.